The first reading is a reading from the first book of Kings. Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and had the prophets assemble on Mount Carmel. Elijah appealed to all the people and said, "How long will you straddle the issue? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him." The people, however, did not answer him. So Elijah said to the people, "I am the only surviving prophet of the Lord, and there are 450 prophets of Baal. Give us two young bulls and let them choose one, cut it into pieces, and place it on the wood, but start no fire. I shall prepare the other and place it on the wood, but shall start no fire. You shall call on your gods, and I will call on the Lord. The God who answers with fire is God." All the people answered, "Agreed." Elijah then said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one young bull and prepare it first, and there are more of you. Call upon your gods, but do not start the fire." Taking the young bull that was turned over to them, they prepared it and called on Baal from early morning to noon, saying, "Answer us, Baal." But there was no sound and no one answering. And they hopped around the altar they had prepared. And when it was noon, Elijah taunted them, "Call louder, for is he a god? He may be meditating, or he may have retired, or he may be on a journey. Perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened." They called out louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until blood gushed all over them. Noon passed, and they remained in a prophetic state until the time for offering sacrifice. But there was not a sound. No one answered, and no one was listening. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." And when the people had done so, he prepared the altar of the Lord that had been destroyed. He took 12 stones for the number of the tribes, the son of Jacob, to whom the Lord had said, "Your name shall be Israel." He built an altar in honor of the Lord with the stones, and made a trench around the altar, large enough for two measures of grain. And when he had arranged the wood, he cut up the young bull and laid it on the wood. "Fill four jars of water," he said, "and pour it over the burnt offering and over the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he said, and they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar, and the trench was filled with the water. At the time for the offering sacrifice, the prophet Elijah came forward and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are the God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things by your command. Answer me, Lord. Answer me, that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and you have brought them back to their senses." The Lord's fire came down and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust. Now lapped up the water in the trench. Seeing all this, the people fell prostrate and said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. They multiply their sorrows who court other gods. Blood libations to them I will not pour out, nor will I take their names upon my lips. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. O Lord, my allotted portion and cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path of life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. How are you? Aren't we blessed? Anyway, yes, it's so good to be back. 3 months without a congregation. I thought, I hope I can still do this. We'll see. Anyway, people are complaining on when I'm just online here. It's much longer than normal because I got more to do and more to say. But we're here now. And we listen to the gospel, and the gospel teaches us that we're called to follow the commandments of God. And the reason we're called to follow them is because we love him, right? Jesus Christ goes and says, the world must know that I love the Father and do everything that pleases him. So if God gave us the commandments, we do live the commandments to please our Father, not just to go to heaven. Because this is interesting. I always thought this so interesting the last two lines, because whoever breaks the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that amazing? They're still going to make it? What? So it isn't about, so I don't go to hell. I follow the commandments because I love God, not because of punishment, not because of fear, but because of love. And when we do that, then it's all about him and it's not about us. And in the end, that's what matters, that everything we do today, we do for him and not for us. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and now let us give.